Simin Reish Kei Beis, Sif Aleph. What the Mechaber says, Mitzin Sefer Torah Rekonim B'Yeshiva V'Masa L'Hesef Moisif, and that's the Menig Ha'ilim to be Moisif. The Shalom whether or not L'Chatchila you should be Moisif, but like Brach Hashem Yitzrichos to a certain extent. However, the Moisif the Menig is to be Moisif, especially with Rat, like the Mishabur points out, if there's a Chasana, if there's a Bris, there's something going on. Poshet, he says in the Sheratim, to be Moisif Aliyah, and you don't have to worry about it since that's Ikar Dina. Yontif, the Minig is Taka, not to be Moisif, unless the Yontif comes out on Shabbat. There's a few halachas that are in a gear with regard to Brich Shmei, and actually Mamash came up this week because I started saying Hibin Tzayah, and started saying Brich Shmei, and the guy's going up and just taking a long time for him to get up. Sometimes they're waiting to open up the Aron HaKodesh, and you're ready to deep into Brich Shmei. When are you supposed to say Brich Shmei? So you're supposed to wait till the Aron HaKodesh is open to say Brich Shmei? Or you let it say it before it's open? You let it say it after it closes? When's the time? So the truth is that Mishnah Berurah says, it's maybe Shekel Mashma in Kufla Medalid that you should say it when the Sefer Torah is being taken out. Here he says, Yishlam Brich Shmei, the Psichos Aron, when it's open. So really you should wait till the Aron HaKodesh is open. However, with regard to the other side, when the Aron HaKodesh is closed, says the Mishnah Berurah, you could still continue to say it even though it's closed, or you could start saying it as long as they haven't opened up the Sefer Torah to read, to lay, then you could still say Brich Shmei. I think the meaning of the Ekkes is they don't say it, but here he says, I think there maybe he says Yesh Emrim, here he says Yesh Leiman, or meaning to say, he says Yesh Leiman, Taka should say. And Nathan Sefer Torah, another interesting halacha, which is mentioned, Agav, when you're doing Psicha, well, I think it's really to get to this halacha. Nathan Sefer Torah, Makabla, Tzorshiyah, B'yamin. When you give a Sefer Torah, and you accept it, it should be a B'yamin, and you should hold it on your right side also. The Sefer Torah should be held on the right side. And says Mishnah Berurah, this applies, even though just about everything else we switch around when we're talking about lefties, they put on the left shoe first and then the right, and everything else is switched around, this halacha is takanat. And this halacha of giving him the Sefer Torah, because it says miyaminoi eish das lamoi, but it's supposed to give the Torah miyaminoi, so Mela is always supposed to be biyamin. It's not supposed to be your stronger hand, it's supposed to be biyamin. Mela is always the right hand, regardless of whether or not the person is a righty or the person is a lefty. Interestingly enough, with regard to opening Aron Kodesh, Betzim is brought down in the Prishon Aftach that you're supposed to open from the left to the right. You're supposed to open the prayer from the left to the right. In most places, they open from the right to the left, except for the one or two Pip Medaktikim, they open from the left to the right. Then, usually what happens, you open the left to the right, and then you can't open up the door, because the curtain only goes one way, the brachas only goes one way. So then they sit there and they jam it. So maybe that's just a good enough reason to do it. To open to, I don't know that the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you should do it dafka that way. However, it is brought down, you have the yichurlis of either way to doing it, to go to kol pina shata pina, leiv tifne el yamin. Like the way we pass, not like the Taz that says you start from the right, rather, you should be pina el yamin, and then open.